WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, New Jersey's troubled transit system suffers from a lack of funding, low morale, top-heavy management, and little or no strategic planning, according to a lengthy audit released by Governor Murphy. The 179-page report describes a litany of systemic problems plaguing New Jersey transit.
The audit recommends processes for the agency and its leadership to move away from reacting to crises to becoming proactive and ready to respond. And we will put all of these in place.
The audit blamed a lack of consistent funding from the state for many of the agency's problems, from equipment breakdowns to an inability to retain top talent. More on the story at NJ1015.com. A 29-year-old Montgomery Township High School teacher has been arrested for sending nude photos of herself to a 17-year-old student and engaging in sexually explicit conversations with him. Mekalina Akiel is charged with second-degree endangering the welfare of a child after the student told police she had sent him the pictures over the course of several months. In New Jersey's bear hunt, wildlife officials say hunters killed 36 bears Monday, with nearly half culled in Sussex County, slightly more than the 34 killed on the first day of the hunt in 2017. The six-day hunt's expected to be greatly reduced following an order by Governor Murphy that bars black bear hunting on state-owned lands. A new energy scorecard shows New Jersey's ranking improved to 18th among states this year from 23rd last year. Steve Nadell with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says the jump had a lot to do with Governor Murphy's commitment to make Jersey 100% renewable by 2050.
I would note that we do expect New Jersey to likely continue to improve in future years.
Nadell said improved energy efficiency saves consumers money and creates jobs. Hurricane Michael strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles an hour as it heads toward the Florida Panhandle, drawing energy from the warm waters of the Gulf with every passing hour. The storm expected to blow ashore around midday Wednesday. Jersey will feel the leftovers from Michael Thursday and Friday in the form of heavy rain and some wind.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.